This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break in.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Jan Murphy, along with Dave Murphy. We're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Dave's an ASE Master Certified Technician for over 35 years, and Murphy's services all makes and models. Call 426-AUTO or 426-2886. Contact us at murphysautocare.com to request an appointment or to learn more about us. We are your dealership alternative and the home of true professional automotive service every day, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30 to serve you. Dave, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. Another wonderful week at Murphy's Auto Care, and glad to wrap it up here on Auto Talk with you and with all of you out there that are listening and tuning into us. We truly appreciate it. If you're new to Auto Talk, just want to share with you what the show is about. It's all about your car, your truck, but most of all, it's about keeping you and your family very safe within that vehicle, keeping it dependable. No one likes a breakdown. We don't want to see you inconvenienced. And we also believe, because we've proved this in our experience with Murphy's Auto Care, that we can do all that and save you money. So that's what Auto Talk is about, and we're happy that you are here today. We really want to help you. So please feel free to post any questions you may have to also our Facebook page, which is Murphy's Auto Care. Just go there. Like us. If you have some questions, feel free to reach out and chat with us there. Another great way to reach us is at our website, which is murphysautocare.com. Simple. Just go to the top. Once you get there, there's a contact tab. Click on it. And just chat away to your heart's content. Let us know what you're thinking about. We'd be happy to help you.
One of the things I love most is the questions that we get on murphysautocare.com. So if you don't have time to call in the show or you're not in a position to, we've gotten some questions this week. And between that and what's in the shop this week, let's talk about recalls.
Absolutely. You know what? This is just almost comical to me. But one of the things that recalls, the amount of recalls, I remember the days when they were very, very uncommon. But this is just all the time. And some of the things we've been following when it comes to recalls is the recent, and I won't even call it a recall yet, but it's an investigation into the Ford Explorer, specifically the police SUV interceptor, I should say. And it's primarily only affecting the police vehicles at this point in time. But Ford is really jumping and doing everything they can to get out and fix it. The problem is that they've had several police officers around the country that have been overcome by high carbon monoxide inside the vehicle. And you would wonder, why is it only affecting police vehicles, right? And make you wonder what's going on. And Ford, the Explorer, this is a very popular vehicle. So that's, I'm sure, why they're jumping on it so quickly. This is such a high-profile vehicle. You know, the police department's more and more. I know in Beaver Creek, they've moved to these vehicles, and they've got them, and it's the Interceptor model. In reading and following this and speaking to some local people within police departments, what we're seeing is that it's only affecting the police cruisers because, as you know, police cruisers have a tremendous amount of additional modifications that are made to them in order for them to do their job, primarily a lot of different lighting functions that are added. And, of course, there's consequently a lot of penetrations in the body of the vehicle. And if those aren't properly resealed once the wiring is going through the body or whatever else has been added to it, there's that potential because police cruisers do sit and idle. Let's face it, a police cruiser is a police officer's office, literally. So when they respond to calls, they then have to stop. They have to take care of all of the reporting that has to be done. I mean, a police officer can sit in a car for 30 minutes easily, just taking care of business as they've responded to a call they've had. So this is a big deal, and I'm glad to see that Ford is responding so quickly to it before it turns into actually a full-blown recall. So that's just one of them that's on our radar right now. We're watching, and we'll keep you up to date on it as we see more about it. Another one that I find very interesting, and because we have a lot of customers with this is the Smart Car. Cutest little thing out there, I think, on the road, built by and marketed by Mercedes-Benz. Actually came out in late 2007, early 2008, And they're starting to have some issues with the 2008 and 2009 models where they are catching on fire. And there hasn't been a tremendous amount. I think it's been under 30 of them so far here in the States. But to have a vehicle that, especially within one model year, that's starting to have a chronic issue is very concerning. And so they are taking a look at it. But as soon as I read this, I got a hold of all of our customers that actually have these vehicles, because quite honestly, the folks that we deal with did buy these cars immediately when they came out because they were so highly anticipated. So if you have a smart car and it's a 2008 or a 2009, you really want to be looking in case you get an email or in case you get any kind of documentation, and it wouldn't hurt to go ahead and call the dealership about it. Or maybe you've purchased a used one because, let's face it, these vehicles have been on the road for 10 years. You want to be safe. I know in our case, at least with our customers' cars, a lot of these they've gotten and purchased them for their children to drive. We're talking about smart cars. And, there's nothing, I can't imagine, but, you know, having a car that catches on fire on you while you're either stopped or driving is very scary and potentially very dangerous also, or lethal, depending on what happens. So we just want to share with all of our listeners today, if you got that smart car, 2008 to 2009, get in, find out if your car may be under that. It's not a recall again. It is under investigation at this point in time. But I would think Mercedes may have some, starting at least to have some kind of information on it. So a big concern. Last but not least, another Mercedes. If you happen to drive an AMG, some of those models, and the AMG is a performance model for Mercedes, and it's equipped with the EcoStart. Jan, are you familiar with an EcoStart?
No, that's okay. All foreign to me.
Okay, well, imagine when you're in a golf cart.
I just turn it on and I want it to go.
That's all. Well, then you would be really comfortable with this car,
right?
Because you
and
just
I rely on somebody else to tell me when my maintenance is due.
Right.
I just have other things to think about.
You're
honest.
A busy mom and a busy grandmother, right? So
that's
hey,
right.
That's great. But anyways, I just want to share this with people. So one of the issues with it is, if these cars are out now on the road, they've been around for a few years. The EcoStart is the system that they developed so that it can reduce emissions and also save fuel by stopping the engine every time the vehicle comes to a traffic light. So it operates like a golf cart, a gas golf cart. So there's other manufacturers. Porsche has it. Volkswagen has it. We're starting to see some American manufacturers that have their version of it. It's not called EcoStart. But what's happening is these vehicles that are equipped, they'll pull away from that stop. You step on the accelerator pedal, the engine restarts, it moves down the road, and then it stalls. And that can cause, you know, an accident. A vehicle that will stall certainly can cause a lot of stress on the driver, you know. So something to be aware of. Again, this is not, this has been a recall, so you may have already been aware of this if you're driving this vehicle, but I wanted to bring it to your attention. And then also, this one I find very concerning. This is a Ford F-150, 250, or 350 in the model years 2015 to 17, so fairly late model. There's a seatbelt issue. And the seatbelt issue is that one of the attachment bolts that goes through the body, the bolts are failing. Either they're snapping or they're not properly attached. So in the event of an accident, the seatbelt, of course, plays a critical role in holding you in place and keeping you in the proper place, so if the airbag deploys, it doesn't injure you, it saves your life. So I know Ford is jumping on this, as they are with some of the other concerns they have or some of the other issues like we spoke about earlier on the Interceptor. But if you've got these models, if you got a 2015 to 2017 F-150, F-250, or F-350, and you've gotten a notice from the dealership, pay attention to it. It could save your life. So wanted to share those recalls today. I also wanted to talk a little bit about tire contact patch. We always are talking about tires and keeping the best tires on the road, of course, to make certain the car will steer and stop properly as you need it to. But it's one of those things that can be overlooked by a lot of service providers. And it's one of the things we look at it very closely. The tire contact patch is literally the handprint or the footprint of your tire on the pavement the entire time that, of course, that the vehicle is moving. So that can be affected dramatically by weight transfer. And weight transfer is managed through the suspension system. And Jan, What kind of parts are in the suspension system?
Shocks and struts.
Excellent answer, Jan. Excellent answer. That's some of
what
the
else?
Key components, okay? All right, so we have other things like control arms and coils. And
bushings
and ball joints and leaf springs.
Grease.
Yeah, there's usually grease in
black
there.
Stuff?
Well, the problem is if there's no grease, you have black stuff. That's the stuff that you find on
dirt?
My boots all the time, right? Hopefully not on your carpet.
CV boots?
No, that's
no.
not part of it.
Okay.
But I'll get back to weight transfer.
All right.
So here's the concern. As the shocks and struts are weakening and failing on a vehicle, dramatically affects stability, steering control, braking. And the reason it affects braking is because it affects the tire contact patch. If you can imagine, as struts wear...
I've never heard that term before.
Tire contact patch. Now you've heard it three times in the last couple of minutes, right?
I won't remember next week.
Tire contact patch. Four
okay.
times. All right. Well, here we go with it. So I just want to stress to people, again, we're in that time of year where it's really important to have your car inspected to make sure it's safe and dependable as we get or head into winter. But tire contact patch, again, relates back to shocks and struts. We want to make sure they're in good shape. And there's a really simple test. And that's most of all what I wanted to share with people. And we call it in the industry the squat, drop, and roll test. I don't recommend you attempt it by yourself, only because you may be used to the car already and you may not notice that there really is a difference. What we'd recommend is that you go and you see your service provider and you ask them to perform a squat, drop, roll test on the suspension in your vehicle. I'll tell you, if they're really sharp, they're going to look right at the tires to start out with, and they're going to test drive your car, and they'll have a feel for if there's anything going on.
Do we do that as part of our inspection?
Every time. Every time we inspect a vehicle, our technicians road test the car, and they safely perform the squat, drop, and roll test because they're looking
so
to see.
So that'll show up on the vehicle inspection, the digital inspection.
Yes, it will. And the recommendation is usually, you know, if the car fails the test, then it needs to have either the struts, the shocks, and or the coils replaced, coil springs replaced.
So are we doing an alignment check also?
We do. We absolutely do. And there's the confirmation.
As part of the vehicle inspection.
Yes. So when the vehicle comes in for that inspection three times a year, we do an alignment check. And, of course, as I've mentioned before, we're doing
it's kind of a health check.
It is.
On your car.
Kind of like when you go to the doctor and they do what?
A health check.
They do a health check. So they always check my weight, my blood pressure, because they know it's going up. And they record that so we can look at it historically. But we do it that way to make sure the vehicle's safe. So the way to get it done is take it in. Or if you can't get it into a shop, ask a friend that drives a different car to ride in the car with you and go to an open parking lot. It's real simple. Stop the car, accelerate rapidly. If the vehicle squats excessively in the rear, we know we've got a shock or strut problem in the rear. Same thing as you drop it forward and you apply the brake. If the nose drops and it bounces more than once, there's an issue. So very simple to test.
Well, that's really good information. I think everybody can use that. And real quick, I want to thank our sponsors. Today, Murphy's Auto Care, BG Automotive Products, of course. We use their products every day. KOI Auto Parts, the professional's choice. KOI helps us have our 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. So we do appreciate their sponsorship, as well as Mike's Car Wash. Mike's Car Wash is in Beaver Creek at two locations in Centerville. And so go out there and get your car washed. That Ultimate Wash is one of the greatest things. And they're very convenient, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. We thank them for our sponsorship.
Absolutely. We thank everyone who sponsors us, and we also want to thank our listeners. You know, you are who make this show so great. We really appreciate all that you do for us and the time you spend with us every Saturday. So, again, just to run right back to that, the weight transfer issue, maybe that was a lot for you to grasp right at that point in time. But if you have any questions, just send us a quick note at murphysautocare.com. Ask us the question on Facebook at Murphy's Auto Care, or just go old school and call us at 426-AUTO or 426-2886. We're always there for you from 7:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. All right, well, we are going to run to a break. Stick with us. We've got a few more things we want to cover before the end of the show. You're listening live today to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 through 2016. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low-mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz Warranty. All this from a company that's been family-owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with an 11% rebate on everything. Dakota melamine panels are made in the USA and are scratch and stain resistant. Great for cabinet boxes, closet organizers, and more. Quarter inch thick, 49 by 97 inch melamine panel is $17.79 after rebate. Other sizes also on sale. Stop waiting and start saving with an 11% rebate on everything now at Menards. Good through October 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
CareSource Medicare Advantage plans combine hospital, doctor, and drug coverage in one convenient plan and offer more benefits not covered by basic Medicare. Plan premiums as low as $0, plus so much more.
CareSource gives me the advantage I deserve.
Visit CareSource.com and enroll today. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact a plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits and premiums may change January 1 of each year. The formulary may change at any time. You'll receive notice when necessary. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium.
Are you trying to convince your aging parents it may be time to move from their home into a senior living community where they can receive more comprehensive care? The solution could be 10 Wilmington Place. We pride ourselves on our family-owned and operated senior living community centrally located in Dayton. We offer endless amenities and activities for your loved one to enjoy without the stress of house or yard work. Plus, we're affordable and offer customizable care to fit your loved one's needs. Learn more and schedule your tour today at 10wilmingtonplace.com.
I start every work week at Mike's Car Wash. Been doing it for years.
Welcome back, Miss Davis. Have a nice weekend.
Hi, Daniel. Other than the 18 holes I pretended to play, it was great.
Awesome. See you next week.
Thanks, Daniel. I have the unlimited ultimate wash plan, so I get Mike's best wash as often as I want. Perfect for a sales rep like me who always needs her car to shine.
Unlimited wash plans from Mike's Car Wash. Because a clean car just feels good.
I'm working forward to colleagues I call friends.
At Synchrony Financial, every employee has a unique ambition. Not just something we look forward to, but something we work forward to. We're hiring call center representatives in Dayton. We'll help you fulfill your ambitions through generous benefits, competitive wages, and work that doesn't feel like it. Apply at syfcareers.com or text SYF21 to 90206.
Synchrony Financial is more than a workplace. We're a working forward place.
Stars of the 60s come to the Schuster Center in Dayton, Ohio for one night only. Friday, October 27th, starring The Lovin' Spoonful.
You believe in magic.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys. The original lead singer of the Buckinghams, Dennis Tofano. And The Happening's original lead singer, Bob Miranda. Get your tickets now for this rock and roll reunion. Call 1-888-228-3630 or visit TicketCenterStage.com.
Make outdoor plans for your Saturday sunny and warm. Highs in the upper 70s and lows in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio. Now, back to Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk. Thanks for sticking with us today. We have a lot of fun. This time goes so fast. We've been talking about very many things here based on what we've had in the shop this week. We've talked about the SUV Interceptor and the Ford Explorer. We've also talked about October being National Car Care Month. What else have we got to talk about, Dave?
Well, actually, we need to touch on that point. October is National Car Care Month, and that means That's the time especially to get your car in, because most service providers are doing specials. It's great money-saving things. It's like we talked about on tires. But it's really the time to everybody is focused on making sure vehicle inspections get done, especially in this region of the United States, to make sure your car is safe. So call your provider, whoever you have your car serviced by all the time, and tell them, hey, it's National Car Care Month, and I want to get in and get my car checked out. I want to keep it safe. I'm sure they'll be glad to have you come in. A part of that actually is also, you know, they're going to do a brake inspection. They should, and I'm sure most of them would. We certainly do. Every time a car comes in, we're going to take a peek at brakes and make sure they function properly. But there's no better time than right now in October to have the brakes replaced, if your vehicle needs it, on your car at Murphy's Auto Care, because we are the local partner with the Cleveland Clinic in their Breast Cancer Vaccine Research Fund program called Brakes for Breasts. And actually, Brakes for Breast is a collaboration of about 150 repair shops across the country who deeply believe, as we do, that breast cancer is a horrible scourge on our society. And there is luckily a research scientist at the Cleveland Clinic. He's been working diligently for over 15 years to develop a vaccine, which he has. It's been tested in laboratory animals and has been successful, and now is moving forward to live testing with patients. So we've really come a long way with this. This is actually our third year participating in it, and we believe very strongly, because breast cancer has affected our family, certainly, right, Jan, through the years?
Yes, and most people know someone who has been affected, if not in their family, but a friend or themselves.
Absolutely. And so what we're doing is if you're in and we service your brakes through the month of October during the Brakes for Breast campaign, your vehicle will receive free brake pads, front and rear, or brake pads and shoes on the rear at no charge during the brake service. Of course, we'll be machining or replacing the brake rotors, the drums, and of course, looking at the rest of the system. The hydraulics could include calipers and wheel cylinders or whatever it takes to get it done. But whatever you spend with us, we're going to donate 10% of those proceeds back to this campaign, or I should say the research fund at the Cleveland Clinic. And so we appreciate you considering Murphy's Auto Care as your choice this month for brake service.
And that runs through the end of the month, October 31st.
Right.
If you're interested, please give us a call to schedule or go online and request an appointment.
That's right. And what time is the best time for an appointment?
Well, the best time for an appointment is at 7:30 in the morning. You can drop your car off the night before, but we all start at 7:30, and that way we can get everything we need, get you your car back.
In the same day.
In the same day.
That's right.
Conveniently. So
request that early appointment. It's really to your advantage. We'll get your car back to you in one day. Hey, real quick, we're going to run here, but we want to thank our sponsors real quick before we go, right, Jan?
Yes, we do want to thank our sponsors. That's Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Also, BG Automotive Products. We do several services with BG Automotive Products. Also, KOI Auto Parts. They are the professional's choice. They have several locations here in town, and they give us the parts fast and courteously. Mike's Car Wash in Beaver Creek, also two new locations in Centerville. Mike's Car Wash is fast, convenient. I love their ultimate car wash, and you know
no
what? They're
at
7 a.m. to 9 p.m., so give them a call.
Folks, thanks so much. It was a quick show. We enjoyed you riding along with us. It's even the extra fast half hour. You're listening live to us today. We'll be back next week on Auto Talk. Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care. Have a great weekend.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.